Good morning.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, I have a little clip for you to take a look at this morning. Before we get started, before we show it, when you see those words, mine, 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 is there anything that comes to mind? Can you think of anything? When you were a kid. When you were a kid, hold that thought. Yeah, well, let's see if this rings a bell.
All right, Gerald, what is it? Fish got your tongue?
I gotta find my son Nemo!
Nemo? Hey, he's that fish! You don't know what you're talking about. What if he finds the whole ocean? Hey, I know where you're standing. Huh? Hey, wait! You're coming out! Stop!
You're going to be crazy!
I got something to tell you!
Fine.
Okay, don't make any sudden moves. Hop inside my mouth if you want to live.
Hop in your mouth, huh? And how does that make me live?
Why?
Because I can take you to your son.
Yeah, right.
No, I know your son. He's orange. He's got a gimpy fin on both
sides.
That's what these seagulls are saying, right? Mine, mine, mine. That is probably one of my favorite scenes from that movie. What is it about this that cracks us up so much when we see it? It's because it's true, right? Don't you feel like that's what they're saying? That they're saying mine, mine, mine? Has anybody ever had an experience with seagulls at the beach before? Yeah, right? I think we've all, if we haven't had one ourselves, we've definitely watched while someone else was having that experience, right? When the food comes out, they start to gather. And it's not like it's just one, is it? There's a whole bunch of them. And they start to get very, very noisy, squawking about, right? And here's another thing about these seagulls. They're very persistent. They don't stop, do they? You know, they really are pretty clever. I mean, they're just going to keep finding a way to get at what it is that they want, which most of the time happens to be our food. They are bold, aren't they? I can remember as a kid sitting at the beach. I lived up on Long Island, and I was at Jones Beach, and these seagulls had no issue with, while I was eating my French fries, swooping down, brazen, and carrying off a French fry. I was like, oh my gosh, they don't lurk around at night, but they're right out there in the daylight. Yep. Here's another thing I saw that was totally amazing to me. There was someone, a friend of mine, had a cabana at the beach up on Long Island, and they were barbecuing chicken in, you know, like the tin foil, and the tin foil is wrapped. And all of a sudden, and we're all sitting there watching this. I mean, not watching it, we tried to stop it. But this gull just came in, lifted up that tin foil full of chicken, and flew away. Bold, brazen, persistent, because it wasn't the first time that that gull was trying to get at that food. And you know something else? They don't share, do they? Have you seen them? They will fly away, and they'll keep flying, and not share at all. And here's another thing. They're not easily distracted. not easily distracted, unless someone else, of course, right near you, start feeding them. They just don't know. You can't shoo them away either. They're relentless, aren't they? Even when you've said enough already, they don't care. They will continue to come and say, mine, mine, mine. Now, George, you said, when I was a kid, I remember those words. Yeah, have you ever seen kids play together and a favorite toy comes out? And what happens? Right? It's almost like a seagull experience. They're playing together and then all of a sudden one kid takes the toy and the other one does what? Pulls that toy away, right? Boldly, brazenly, mine, mine, mine. This isn't yours, it's mine. And so as parents, we want to say like, oh my gosh, my child did not just do that, did they? And so you want to go over and say, no, you need to share. Do they understand sharing at that age? No. Do we understand sharing at our age?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's a good answer. Yep. But no, not at all times do we understand. And they're noisy, aren't they? Right? They're going to start crying if they have to give up this beloved toy. They're persistent. You know, you could put that toy somewhere and that child is going to crawl over and get the toy. Right? You're trying to put an end to all this that's going on. They're not easily distracted. You might want to try and swap out that toy. And are they easily distracted then with another one? No, because they know where the toy is that they want to get. So it's as if they too are really relentless. It's mine, mine, mine. And no matter how much you try to convince them otherwise, they're going to say, it's mine. And as a matter of fact, what we say to them is, well, why don't you share it now? And then, no, it is yours, but share it now. Now, is sharing it now, but it's really mine, really sharing? Think about sharing a piece of cake. Okay? Sharing is where you're actually giving it away. So it's really kind of not sharing. But we know that as adults, we do the same thing. We may bring something, one of our possessions, and share it with others, but in the end, we know whose does it belong to. It's mine, mine, mine. This morning, we hear Jesus being baptized, and God makes a claim today that is so incredibly bold. It is one of the few times in Scripture that we actually have the Trinity present in a passage. One of the few times. We have God the Father, the Creator, speaking. We have Jesus, God the Son, being baptized. And we have the presence of the Holy Spirit, who comes in the physical form of a bird. A bird. A dove. What do we know about doves? Docile, right? They coo, don't they? They don't cry. They don't scream, mine, mine, mine. They're cooing, right? So cute that they are. They're soft. They come gently, not like how the gulls come at us. There's nothing gentle about a dove. Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing gentle about the Holy Spirit. You see, because when God comes, In the scripture of Mark, there is a ripping apart of the heaven and the Holy Spirit descends. God is breaking an incredible boundary. This is not a cute little dove coming in, although we will say it's in the form of a dove, but this is a tearing and ripping apart of the heavens. And I want you to imagine for just a minute, just 1 minute, that that's a seagull coming in and saying, mine, mine, mine. You are my beloved son. I love you. And with you, I am well pleased. At our baptisms, that heaven was torn apart. And I dare say a seagull came down and said, you are mine, mine, mine. You are my son. You are my daughter. I love you because we have a God who has characteristics that are so similar to this annoying seagull. You see, we have a God who is bold and who is brazen. A God who comes for us no matter what. Relentless. We don't have a God that stalks around at night, but comes in the light and in fact is the very light. We have a God who says, I am coming for you no matter what. We know stories throughout the Old Testament of God giving God's people second chances, third chances, fourth chances, fifth chances, over and over and over again. The Bible is the book of faith that is God's faithfulness to us. And so on this day, we remember that God didn't stop. God broke the boundary that separate us and came to be present with us in Christ, to walk with us, to teach us, to heal us, to have a relationship with us, to know what it's like to be us, and most of all, to reconcile us. That doesn't sound like a dove to me. And doves are beautiful animals, but I like the idea of the seagull, of a God who comes and says, you are mine, mine, mine. I am not going to share you with anyone. I am not going to make compromises with evil. I am not going to be easily distracted. I am relentlessly going to pursue you because that's how much I love you. At your baptism, God calls you by name. God says, you are my son. You are my daughter, whom I love. In 2 weeks, we get to witness God doing this with Maddie. How awesome is that? The words will be spoken to Matthew Ryan. I will say them, but they are all God's words. And God will say, you are mine, Matthew Ryan. I call you by name. I love you. I will be with you forever. And with you, I am well pleased. So the next time you look at a seagull, I want you to think of that. Mine, mine, mine. Because that's who you are to God. Amen.